This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I feel like I'm not saying it's Friday enough. Oh my God, it's Friday. So exciting. It's just the best day. All week long, you're like, it'll be so great when Friday gets here. And then it turns out it is. It's really great. It shows up and you're like, oh, nice to see ya. Friday. This part of the show is brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram page. Stay connected. Follow our Instagram page. All kinds of exclusive glimpses into the studio. Oh, are we doing a dumb dance? Don't worry. Bryn's got that on video. We'll throw that right up there. Yeah, I know. Hurrah. It's your ultimate destination for entertaining behind the scenes moments. The Alice973 Instagram page. And, you know, Janie's. Yeah, I know. Me too. It's great.
Jay's nothing like when you get that surge of energy and you do something slightly embarrassing to entertain your radio audience. And then you realize later, oh, good.
Oh, that was all captured. Oh, that's
Instagram
wonderful.
And the Facebook page.
Just this day just got better. Oh, perfect.
So great.
My favorite thing is when I don't even know it became a thing. And then I'm like scrolling through Instagram. And I'm like, what the F is this? Oh,
what in the hell?
What in the hell is going on here? Sheesh. Anyway, hey, Brittany, I would love a little Maria. I she just sets the tone for me on a Friday.
She's so vulgar.
I know.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Now I feel like we can
that
proceed.
That makes you happy, huh? All right.
Yes. Oh, God. It's the little things, you know. Okay, new music out today. Let's begin with what? New Olivia Rodrigo?
What?
Kinda. So it is, it's guts, but there's a bullet hole through her face on the cover, and it's called Spilled. It is an expanded version of her chart-topping sophomore album. It features 5 newish songs, and she put out a little announcement as she was saying, you know, this Friday, this is going to happen. She said, it's a little handwritten note, hyping fans. Surprise, Guts Spilled is out March 22nd. It will include new versions of the secret songs from the original Guts vinyl, including Obsessed, which I've been having so much fun performing on tour. So I haven't heard any of these songs. So we're going to hear a little bit of the new stuff that Guts is putting out today. So
I hear
Guts
lots of this stuff, so I'm
you probably heard this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. Curtis,
so clearly, yeah. You know this song. This
Plenty
is from that album,
yeah,
as
so
well.
Good.
It's the last
biggest
few on the track. So it was, I think there was 12 songs, 12 on the previous album, and
okay.
Now there's 17. So there, I pulled all 5 of them if you want to hear them.
Yeah, let's go through them.
All right, the first one is called Obsessed. Here it is.
She's talented, she's good with kids, she even speaks kindly about me.
attitude. That's really funny. I'm so obsessed with your ex. It's like that one time when Vinny was about to do this girl, and the lady was like, "Are you still in love with Karen?"
You don't need to bring that story up right now.
She was obsessed with your ex.
That's so, for that.
Are you kidding me? It's the exact same thing. Oh, that's great. I love it.
So for the record, we didn't end up doing it. Just so you all know that.
Well, you when you rolled off and went, all right, what do you want to talk about? It's fun.
It's not fun. That's really.
Well, I mean, not fun for you.
One that got away, for the record.
It's the opposite of fun.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, couldn't you have just said what she wanted to hear? And then
I don't do. I was trying not to do that. I was trying to actually be honest with her, or at least you know, why
the one boy on earth he blows it for himself.
Someone that I used to be with right now. I'm one inch from where I. Never mind.
I'm obsessed with your ex. Tell me everything.
She's so pretty, though. Why aren't you with her anymore?
You know, I've listened to, because of my kids, I've listened to a lot of these songs. Olivia Rodrigo is mining a period of time in her life that she may look back on and go, oh, my God. I never stopped with the boys and the bad relationships. That's what she writes about.
She might also look back and go, oh, my God, I never stopped. And look at my bank balance. This is amazing. I'm rich.
I capitalized on all those bad relationships.
I never have to work another day in my life if I don't want to.
What do we get from our exes?
Nothing.
Oh, stories for the radio show, I guess.
Smoke damage in my bedroom because I burned all this stuff like an idiot. That's what I got. All right.
Here's the next one. It's called Girl I've Always Been.
Okay.
Cursing me, trash my name, rained all over your parade. Now you're on my couch, you're fighting tears. You say I'm cruel beyond my years. And as I'm walking out that door, I say you don't know me anymore. I have captors, I call friends, I got panic rooms inside my head. I get down the crooked man, but I am the girl I've
I love it. I can't wait to listen to the extended version. So she's fun. Like, a lot of times I'll be in my craft room, and I'm like, play me some Olivia Rodrigo, lady.
She's great.
You know that one. She is great, and that's and dirty, too. Like, I mean, obviously, we're not going to be playing
some of her songs.
Stuff.
They're definitely dirty, but they're really good. All American Bee is another one it's pretty good. I was listening to it just yesterday.
All right, what else? What are the other new ones?
Scared of My Guitar.
Oh.
Here it is.
That's it.
Cut right through to the heart. Yeah, it knows me too well. So I got no excuse. I can't lie with the same way that I lie to you. I'm so scared of my guitar. If I play it, then I'll think too hard.
Oh, man, that's great. I love it. More. Give me another one.
Another one?
Yeah.
All right. Next one here is called Stranger.
All the storm clouds had subside, and I always believed that there's some comforting light that feels nice. So nice, because I was half myself without you. Now I feel so complete.
Okay, that was good. Last one. Is there one
The last
more?
One here is called So American.
I hope that she keeps going. Like, she's fun. She's really talented. She's twisted.
Yeah. She's going to keep going, there's no doubt.
Yeah, she's really...
She's good. She's a real
punky,
talent.
Too. Like, she's... Like, total rock sensibility on a lot of these. Even the singer-songwriter ones, you know, she's just great with her voice. Really
I'll
nice.
Be interested to see if she jumps in and out of acting as well, because she's great. She was a child star on the Disney Channel.
What's the name of that show, then?
Bizarre Bark is one of them, but she was on, like, three different shows.
Yeah, I think they do that, right? They find a couple kids, and they're rotating them in and out. And mm-hmm. Yeah, she's one of those people you take a look at and go, that's a star.
I saw a video, just real quick on that note, because it would be wrong to move off it and then bring it up. That guy, Jake Paul, who was also a Disney star at the same time Olivia Rodrigo was, who's now a boxer.
And they showed Tyson.
Yeah, he's about to fight Tyson. Someone put up a video of Tyson at 16, and it's him in a boxing ring just working it out. He's fists are flying, and he's doing footwork, and he's going for it. And it's Mike Tyson, who's 3 years later becomes the world heavyweight champ. And then it shows Jake Paul, and he is doing a little Heine dance. And it's him as a 16-year-old, and he's doing like this. He's like, it's just
like
him
twerking.
He's twerking, and like I just went, oh my God, there it is. Like that, Jake Paul's going to beat up Mike Tyson from the looks of it, but that's an age-related situation. And just the video and the contrast, though, is ridiculous.
This guy at 16, this guy at 16.
That's right. Hey, one's a show pony, and one is a machine.
I hate to say it. I hope Tyson destroys him.
I don't think it'll happen.
I don't either, but I really wish it would. I'm not a huge fan of that guy. Let's have a so this is Tyson working it out. There he is in the ring. He's just couldn't be more fit. Yeah. And he's just you wouldn't want to be in fact. It's so fast. It's like he's the nerdiest 16-year-old you've ever seen. Like, he has not come into his own.
Mike Tyson is like a flash.
What's that guy's name? Jake Paul? Is that it?
Yeah.
Mike Tyson is honest to God, you can't even see the punches he's punching so fast. Like, he throws three punches in the space that, you know, people, one person claps their hand once. It's incredible.
And Jake Paul's dancing.
Yeah. Not even twerking either. Like you were saying, Heine dance, and it is that. It's much more like a Heine dance than it is like a hot twerk. Anyway, back to the Olivia Rodrigo thing. That is the Guts record, but it's called Guts Spilled. And it has five additional songs on there. I guess if you have the vinyl, you already know these songs.
Every week, I go to this thing on Friday morning, and I'm waiting for the Pearl Jam record, and it's just never coming out, is it?
I have not seen an update on Pearl Jam. Sorry to say. Shakira has a record out today. It's her 12th. It's called Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran, which translates to Women No Longer Cry. I'm sure I'm butchering that. Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran. 12th album, Cardi B's on here, Carol G, Bizarrap, Ozuna, and Tiesto. So, what's Shakira up to these days?
I pulled the first one. It's called Nassau, and it's like, hard to say.
Nassau, like Nassau, the town.
Nassau, yeah, the town.
AU,
AU.
All right.
And it's all in the language she speaks.
Okay.
Here it is. I'll just play it for you. Esto ya se pondrá y veo que no tiene vuelta atrás. No sé cuál es tu intención. Dilo pa' que entremos en acción.
Definitely pretty.
Si el paso lo das tú o lo
doy. Because I'm limited to one language, like an American.
Right.
I don't know what she's saying, but she certainly has a gorgeous voice. And
I know she speaks Portuguese and Spanish, and I honestly can't tell the difference.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the next one has Cardi B, though.
Oh, okay, great.
Pantera.
Going there.
That's nice. Woo! Yeah.
baby, keep me company. Dame la tufa y apágame la nalga, aunque tú no seas por mí.
Got that night-night, put a man right to sleep. Yeah, I'm a pretty little thing from face to feet. I'm from the Bronx, but I got a Georgia peach. I got an empanada mama that he love to eat.
Lord, oh, my. Well,
empanada.
I got an empanada mama that he loves to eat. Okay. That sounds like a Tina taco to me.
Cardi
B.
I love empanadas.
Well, sure. I'll eat an empanada. They're delicious. Okay.
Yeah, that's not a cool topic too.
My face is heating up. Is there anything else you want to do on that one, or are we switching to...
That's it, yeah.
Okay. 925 says,
all of it was in...
some guy cheated on Shakira. Let that sink in. Yeah, I know. Really weird. But, you know, she's probably also gone half the year touring and making bank. So
dudes
you know.
Do need stuff. They got it. You know, they just... they're never satisfied. Okay. Kenny Chesney's up next. This is his 20th album. He was married to Renee Zellweger for like a minute and a half, right? Four days. Crazy thing. Kenny Chesney's new record is called Born. And let's hear what this sounds like.
Just to say we did.
Never had no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did.
This is about Renee.
Just to feel alive.
It's about you and Billy.
Yeah, it is. It's about everybody who was like, this seems like a good idea.
I guess we can say we did that.
Say we did that, huh? Yeah, that's funny. All right.
I like it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you like country music, maybe that's your cup of tea.
Do you think, have you been to Village's apartment?
The one in that he lives in?
Wherever he lives, yeah. Have you been?
No.
Do you think there's a painting of you on the wall?
Oh, well, one can hope, right? Okay. I would like to think there's a little shrine to me there.
I would like to think that, too.
I'll ask him. I'm going to see him in September.
Good.
He's also turning 60 this year. And so he and John are going to, we are going to crush Reno in our little fists. It's going to be fun, I guess. Reno. All right, another Kenny Chesney song.
Yeah, the next one here is called Take Her Home.
Shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then. Take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent a woman down into your lungs. Put a chain around your try to play cool walking through the door, but you smile like a fool cause you can't wait for it down the road. Memories you're bound to make.
Okay. I mean, there you go, country music fans. Take her home. Metro Boomin and Future have a record out together. It's their first collaborative album. Are you fans of these guys?
There's some songs that I hear and I won't turn it off.
It's one of those records that has a lot of guests on it. Travis Scott, Playboi Carti. It's called We Don't Trust You. Yeah. I'm gonna guess it's explicit because we've only got one.
Lot of explicit ones, but it's more about the fact that it's really not our type of music. It sounds exactly like you expect. Here it is. It's called Everyday Hustle.
I know the power of a dollar, so 50 rounds at least. I'll be buying. Sure, I get money, slow. I'll be buying. Soon as I fuck the store. Come on, soon, yeah. Just like double alone.
Oh, okay.
Like
you're,
that?
You're right. I do. That sample they're playing back there is interesting. I like that.
I prefer a little speed and flow and style, but okay.
Also today, I think you're a fan of this guy, Vinny. I feel like you're the one who brings up Gary Clark Jr.
I love him.
All right,
yes.
He's got a record out today. It's called JPEG Raw. It's his fourth album. Stevie Wonder is on this. George Clinton from Parliament Funkadelic.
All right.
So, what did you grab off of this? We'll see how many we can squeeze in.
I pulled four, but if you want to start with Stevie Wonder one we can.
Yeah,
here,
let's start
it's
with
called,
that.
So
Gary Clark Jr., we should say, he's a guitar player. Does he also sing on his records, Vin?
He does, but he's a blues guitar god out of Texas, and he's youngish, too, but he's great. I think you're going to like it.
What about the children?
There is no
Looking for right there, and I love the that is good. That's great. Okay, give me
The next one here is with George Clinton. It's called Funk Witch, as in witch,
like a sandwich, a funk witch.
No, like a like a, on a broom.
Oh, a broomstick witch.
Yeah, that kind
like
of witch.
Like she's a funk witch.
Funk witch and the letter U.
Here's.
Oh, funk witch.
We do what we do just to funk with you. Lift you up, not bring you down. For the days we think you lose, we want to funk you to each other. You hear the sound. Listen.
This feels like a dangerous song, Bryn.
Oh, well,
don't
you know.
Funk with me.
We play Uptown Funk You Up all the
that
time,
That's true.
We?
We certainly do.
The next one here is called JPEG Raw.
Oh, this is the title track. All right.
Here it is, yeah. Lick it right in the eyes. If this is what you want, what you
It's time to play a mini game.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't see that.
Thank you. We're going to play over, under, exactly. So as I'm looking at some stuff about Gary Clark Jr. today, I see what it costs to book him for a corporate gig. Tell me, is this price over, under, or exactly what it costs to book Gary Clark Jr. for a corporate gig? $100,000. Over, under, or exactly?
I would say exactly.
I'm going to say over.
It is under by a lot. His range is $300,000 to half a million dollars.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's way over. The actual answer is over.
Good for him.
I know, right?
But he might also, pardon me, he might also price himself that way so he doesn't have to do them that often.
Right. If someone really wants Gary Clark Jr., he's got a whole thing, celebrity booking agent, blah, blah, blah. It's CTI, Celebrity Talent International. You can book this guy. But, yeah, I like that idea, Vin. I think you that way you go out of your house for $500,000 and you don't have to do it all that often. It's great.
I'm a big fan of his. I'm happy to see him having success. Good for him.
All right, Vince, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we got a lot of stuff, including...
Oh,
I've got some fast facts. I also have... vacation may not be as relaxing as we'd like, and more after these.
Oh, hey, no. Monster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show with another Alice Escape. This time, Lady Gaga in Las Vegas. In about half an hour, we've got your first keyword for the day. B. Hale's got another one for you at 12.05. Jane's got one for you at 5.05. Text those to 20357. 20357 is our contest text number. Just text it there. You'll be entered for a chance to win two tickets to see Lady Gaga live in Las Vegas on June 20th. A two-night hotel stay with round-trip airfare for you and your guests.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. It's the perfect way to catch up on all the best moments from the past week. So pour yourself a cup of coffee and tune in for a bonus day of Sarah and Vinny every Saturday on Alice from 6 to 10 a.m.
All right. All right.
Here's what's happening. It has clouded up here at my house. The blue sky is gone and the rain is on the way. It looks like most of the Bay Area won't see it until about dinner time. So that's what you're looking at.
Nice.
March Madness continues this weekend. I want to quickly mention again that Highway 1 in Santa Cruz was supposed to be closed this weekend, and they have postponed that for two weekends from now because of the upcoming rain. Right. Mega Millions hits $977 million tonight.
Oh boy.
So maybe you want to try and hit it big with almost $1 billion up for grabs.
Everybody buying tickets for that?
I wouldn't have, but I saw the story and went, yeah, I think I'm going to buy a ticket for that.
Should we do $10 each?
I'm in.
All right, let's do it. Make it happen.
I'm down.
Yeah, let's, all of us. We got to do it.
Brian, you're not even leaving the house, you liar. You're sitting there suffering without even getting medicine.
Well, yeah, I'll even
get to have someone buy it for you. $10 worth, everybody.
It's fine.
Who can use $900 million?
I mean, that's
come on.
Elon can't use it.
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and throw away $10 is what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
What it feels like.
Throw away
$10. $10 to $20 every time.
On a chance
on a hope, on a dream, on a possibility, on a sliver of a chance.
Not even.
How about a fast fact?
Yes, please. I like those.
Facts. Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, Doogie.
Was considered for Private Ryan in Saving Private Ryan, but Spielberg decided he wanted a relatively unknown actor, so he went with Matt Damon. This was just before Good Will Hunting came out.
Oh, wow. Matt Damon. Well, they both did fine. I mean, both of them are living the life.
Neil Patrick Harris has done great.
Yeah.
He had a good run as Doogie, and then he had a great run as, what's that guy's name?
How I Met
Barney?
Sure, yeah.
I think his name's Barney on How I Met Your Mother, and he's also done a bunch of Broadway stuff. He's doing great.
He's very talented.
Qatar is the only country that starts with the letter Q, and you can pronounce it Cutter or Qatar.
Oh. They both are acceptable, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Can you call it Quarter?
No. Astronauts who go to the International Space Station need to become fluent in both English and Russian before they can go.
That's a tough, that's a hard language to learn. До свидания, привет. Only words I know.
Водка.
Водка. Orange juice. A daughter took vaccination. It's fine, lived. It's good. Take it.
What the stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. quick. It's the only things I know.
We're testing. She survived.
It's fine. Vladimir Putin. Landslide victory. Everybody loved this guy. What?
Only one person from Japan has achieved the highest rank in sumo wrestling since 1998.
Oh.
It's called Yokozuna. And everyone else since 99 has come from either United States or Mongolia.
Oh, my.
Wow. So they're looking for a homegrown Yokozuna sometime soon. Fingers crossed.
That's right.
I think American food has something to do with that.
I want to say I remember a story about I think he was Hawaiian, but it was a guy who became a superstar in Japan as a sumo wrestler. Oh. And did achieve that level.
Oh, that's that word you said? That's the highest
Yokozuna,
level?
Yokozuna, yeah. Uh-huh.
I see.
But you become a superstar there as, you know, a sumo wrestler's a thing. It's not just a Halloween costume. It's a real thing.
Yeah. I really like the Halloween costume, though, with the, you know, the blow-up thing.
My kid
was that one year. I was like, that's the best thing. I just leave that on, walk around. You're so adorable.
I am, I don't think I'm unique in this way, but I definitely have this feeling when vacation comes up, I often think, oh, how am I going to get all my bedding into a suitcase with my clothes?
Most people don't think about that, right?
All the things that come with planning and getting out of, stay home? Can we just stay home? I really like it at home.
Yeah.
This headline is, vacations may leave you feeling more burned out. And I totally agree. I think often, even if you get some downtime while on vacation, the trip back screws you right over.
Right. And I feel like it takes a full week just to start to learn how to be relaxed and wind down. Like, if everyone could take 2 week vacations, I'll bet they'd be a lot more relaxing.
I agree.
But sometimes it takes so long to get somewhere and then so long to get back that those are the bookends that kind of ruin the whole zen feeling of the couple days you were there.
Well, you know, and then the door plug flies out of the plane and you're like,
hopefully that doesn't happen on most people's vacations.
I bet you, though, I agree. I'm just kidding. But I bet you that is on people's minds. Like, you're getting on a plane now. You probably are sort of going, oh, geez.
I looked around. Tina and I flew down to Burbank, and now I was looking. Where's the door inserts? The door plugs?
The story goes,
push the walls and see how it feels.
Yeah, you give them a good little show. Ah, this one feels a little loose and rattly. Can we get a guy with a wrench over here?
Hey, ma'am, you want to trade seats? Window over here.
No, JK. I don't know. I'm going to be over here. Well, you may be myself to the seat.
While you may think that taking a vacation will ease your stress and help you feel rejuvenated in your work, a new survey has found that they only leave workers feeling dread and post-time off burnout. That is like you get home and you're just like, I'm right back into my groove.
And you're kind of behind, too.
Like, jet lag,
you just spent
too.
A bunch of money. You have jet lag. You got to catch up on work. You have 5,000 emails. If somehow you were able to fully pull off work, nobody can even do that anymore. It's like Bryn not being able to take a sick day this week. There is no more time off.
Right.
You're just contactable no matter where you can be.
Yeah.
On the moon. You could be on the moon and people can still get a hold of you. It's incredible.
So great.
Listen to me. I'm stuffy over here.
I can't breathe through your nose, but it's all good.
Let's try my mouth out.
Only 13% of workers felt excited about returning to work after taking a vacation. Almost half feel dread.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't work quite like you hope. I think also, and this is just for my own observation in my own life, vacation with kids is a lot more work than vacation without kids. There's a big difference.
In fact, if anything, like, you can't even define a vacation with kids as a vacation because it's like being away from the place where all the crap that keeps them occupied and that you can actually get a minute to yourself. Is now I'm with these kids, dealing with them all the whole time. What am I doing? I just want to stay home.
Speaking of kids, Gen Z are people that are still under 30.
Okay.
But according to this article, they're already approaching their midlife crisis era.
That's...
People born between 96... I was like reading it and going, I think Berkeley kind of had that moment. Like,
oh yeah, he didn't. No, he's in career counseling right now.
He didn't go at his chosen career for 30 years before going, I can't take another minute of this. He did it for like a year summer. And went, I'm all done.
Right. Yep.
Those
well, he's not all done, but he, yeah, go on. Sorry.
Those born between 97 and 2012 are already suffering what many don't experience until middle age. They say this is in part due to social media.
Oh.
Giving young people social media too soon has not gone well for this generation. And wow. I don't know how that really plays in. I do think it's hard to pick, and then you pick. And it's one of those weird things, too, when you meet someone who says, well, I really wanted to be a teacher, but then I found out I didn't make any money. And so I got out of college and started that and then went, I can't do this. I'm broke. You'd think you'd have looked into that first, but same with, you know, Berkeley. You'd think you'd know what that entailed and long days of coding. That's the job.
I think everybody goes into that thinking, I'm going to write my own stuff. Remember the other day we were talking about how when you do work for other people, whatever it is, even if you like it, like he says he likes to code, he likes to think things up and figure out how to make them happen. But I guess it's kind of mind-numbing when you're doing it for someone else, doing someone else's idea, figuring out a way to make someone else's thing work.
Another example, my little brother, Nicholas, got into the movie business because he wanted to make movies.
Yeah.
The little piece of the business that he got really good at, though, was this color...
He's a colorist, a colorizer.
Colorist, but he's an editor. He can do everything, but he makes his living doing this one part of the post-film production.
It's like
work.
A fixer kind of thing. He does some of the cosmetic stuff on it.
Uh-huh. So, but that's, there it is. He wanted to make films, is what his goal was. He wanted to, you know, make his own movies and be Tarantino maybe or something.
Ah, right.
But in reality, you end up one piece of this big puzzle.
Crew.
And that's
right.
The only part he gets to work on. He doesn't get to say, that line's not good. Let's work on, that's not his job.
No. How interesting, right? So, well, that's it. It's a job.
You gotta eat.
And your kids gotta eat. That's, if you can hold off on having kids till you find the thing that you're like, this is amazing, I'll do it forever and make all the money. But unfortunately, for most of us, like, things get in the way. You want that car. You've got a rent to pay. You have a kid. Someone wants to get married. Tie yourself up. Ties a bind.
This was one of those stories, this next thing. It's not something you'd expect anyone around here to be worried about. But I just thought, wow, look at that headline. Thousands of recalled crossbows.
Oh.
Because they can discharge unexpectedly.
Oh,
that's a big, gigantic problem.
That is like one of the biggest problems.
It really is.
Yeah.
Like, that thing doesn't work. You can't have it just discharging unexpectedly.
No. Not even if it's a small percentage of the time. It needs to 100% of the time hold its arrow in place until ordered differently. Mm-hmm.
Thousands of crossbows are being recalled as they could discharge unexpectedly, according to the United States Consumer Product Safety Commission. They say there's over 13,000 of these Raven R500 model crossbows sold in the United States that are affected. There's 8 models they're recalling specifically, and they say that these things have been sold at Bass Pro Shops. We've got one in San Jose. Dick's Sporting Goods, they're around. Cabela's and something.
Oh, man.
Anyway. I know that we probably don't have a lot of crossbow people in the audience, but I just thought, can you imagine?
Chances are we have a couple.
Boy.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger.
What about a crossbow, though?
What about a crossbow?
That might be a problem, Alex.
No.
You're so silly. No.
706, our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, you're telling me, Vin, we're taking the kids to Hawaii for spring break next week, and we are dreading getting everything ready and how far behind I will be. Plus, the whole time, there, my phone will start ringing at 4 a.m. because of the time difference.
Well, you could silence that.
Yeah, I mean, turn that thing off. Yeah. What are you doing?
I don't know anyone. I would never get in bed without my phone just basically shut down. Like, no. I don't want to hear anyone's I don't want to hear anybody's news at 8 p.m. and now I can't sleep the rest of the night. Forget it. I'll see that first thing in the... No.
415 says, vacation with kids is a trip. Vacation with without kids, a vacation. Yeah, yes. Good. Well put.
Well, very well said, yes. Mm-hmm.
NPH was so great in the Harold and Kumar movies. I didn't see those, but...
That's Neil Patrick Harris, yeah. He is, he's like a, I want to say he's like a mystic in them or something. He's like a, like, and he's straight in them too, by the way, I believe. And he rides like a cheetah, maybe? I don't know. I think I was stoned when I saw those first.
Cheetah?
Yeah, there's like a whole scene where they're like maybe tripping and riding cheetahs. I can't remember. I have a warm feeling about that, yeah.
925 says, is Village's song to John, I hit it first. Is that true?
You have that isolated, don't you? Gonna need to hear Vinny singing that again.
Don't turn this back on me. Who was first, John or Village?
That was a really good question. I'm not sure I know the answer.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry if I didn't make that clear.
Then you got to watch the music video for Shakira's La Tortura. She almost turned this gay man straight. LOL.
Oh, my goodness. La Tortura.
She's really smoking hot.
She really
is. I'm a big fan.
Yeah. I like the J-Lo Shakira halftime show. That was good. I was
you
like,
did ooh. Not.
You're right. I didn't. But it was, they're cute girls.
A lot of booty shaking,
yeah. Yeah. A lot of bus chic in that. They knew what they were there for. That's for sure.
415 says, Earth is in trouble. Let's worry about the not a green bubble. Happy Friday. Well, that's a very good point. There's
probably an iPhone user, you know. They're not really feeling the hurt that the green bubble people are feeling.
415 says, they call office goggles the Pete Davidson effect.
I had to kiss him in a sketch. Now I'm dating him.
Now he's tattooing my family on him.
Yeah, it's been like a month. That's weird. Oh, well, fun.
I don't know why this topic makes me miss Severance. What I don't know why topic? It does either, but I miss Severance. When is it? Was that show coming back anytime soon? Hey, Tinseltown Tatler.
I can find it.
Can you help us out over here? Like, that show, it came on. It you left us with, like, full curiosity of what in the hell. And then we've heard nothing since.
Let's see here. Season 2, everything we know so far.
I remember it being a while before it's going to come out.
Yeah, gosh. Well, it came out and then... But it came out during the pandemic. I don't know if they made it at that point. I am seeing zero date stuff here. What will happen? I don't want to know what happens. I want to know a date. When's it gonna happen? When?
Yeah,
hold on. Here we go.
What do you got? Like 2025 or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
Man, they don't work fast enough. Okay.
Yeah, they are not. I see only speculation, and I'm not even seeing a date. So, damn it! I love that show.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
What is your go-to karaoke thing?
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.